Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Takeoff with John Clark, presented by Rivers Casino. And we've got some special guests coming back to our great city of Philadelphia. It's almost like they've never left. I think Philadelphia misses Zach Ertz and Julie Ertz, of course, former Super Bowl champion with the Eagles, a former Women's World Cup champ and player of the year. Julie Ertz, thank you so much for joining us. It's good to see both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and you're coming back to Philly, a big event for the Ertz Family Foundation. Fantastic event. We're going to get into that in a second, but I first have to send some congratulations your way. It looks like you have number two on the way. How amazing has parenthood been?
I mean, it's been amazing. Obviously, we have one little boy, year and a half. So just having him has been amazing. And just to be able to add another one is going to be so much fun. Seeing Julie as a mom, obviously, I loved her so much. And our relationship was so full before we had kids. And I feel like it's just taken another step, seeing her embrace motherhood and being such a great mom.
He's being nice. The other day he said, how boring were we before we had kids? He's talking over there because he's a lot of energy. So it's a lot of fun.
How has the kind of transition been for you retiring from soccer and concentrating on raising Madden and being a mom?
It's been great. I mean, I think it's hard to step away, obviously, from something you've done your whole life. But the timing just felt great for me. Coming back after, you know, pregnancy and playing in a World Cup was just such a whirlwind for me. But I just got a lot of closure and excited for motherhood. And I feel like I'm very busy and I'm barely sitting still most of the time. But starting that next chapter and being a mom has given me a lot of purpose. So it's definitely helped. And this weekend, I got to do my first like commentating a little bit on the She Believes Cup. So I enjoyed it. And I felt like I've only been retired for, you know, only I feel like a few months and felt like I was away for a long time, but it was really fun to be back.
And you guys are doing this pretty good. Second one is on the way and not in the season for Zach. How are you guys working this?
Well, it's in August. The due date's in August. So I don't know if I'm doing two of this. That's a two in a row now, August training camp, baby. So I don't know if I could pick a worse month, honestly. If I was being honest, but hey, it's obviously just a blessing to be able to have happy and healthy kids. And that's all we're looking forward to.
Yeah. And congrats to you on that. And Zach, it's interesting because you guys were both and are both incredible athletes. And obviously you're so driven in your sports. What has it been like for you to see Julie take a step back from the sport she loves? And she said, Mama can still play. She left on top. But to see her take a step back and concentrate on being a mother.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you really can't put it into words how cool it's been to kind of see her take a step back from, I mean, she was the best player in the world from a non-biased opinion in myself and what she did. And I also think she's the best in the world at this task as well, and being a mom and doing what she does every day. So it's been fun. You know, as athletes, you're always doing everything you can each and every day to be the best version of yourself. And I think we can both say we've learned a lot from being parents. Obviously, we first met when we were 20 and a little older than 21 years old for me. And so just we've done life together really the past decade. And now this is just an amazing season for us being parents. And so it's been really fun seeing Julie kind of embrace that side since she's now done playing.
And for all the people listening out there, Julie, who are, you know, navigating life and how tough it is. And we're so busy now with phones, our bosses can get in contact with us at any time. How has it been managing the careers and then also having your first child and being a mom and trying to keep the family unit all together? I know you're in different places right now, but trying to keep everybody together.
You know, it's kind of what makes life so exciting. And I think the idea of just being a family and not being a number one, our priority and our faith, and just, it's like, you know, it's just like a new challenge in a way, but it's been so fun. And having Madden, you know, be at my games, and then also at Zach's games has really just, I think, just had like a different perspective of the sport. You know, like, sport's so incredible, but to add your child to like a part of that, it really has been like a special moment for our family.
And Zach, for you, obviously now you're going to be facing the Eagles twice this coming season. What is that going to be like when you return to Lincoln Financial Field? It was a little different with the Cardinals. They came out to you, but you're going to be returning to the Link.
Yeah, it's going to be, I don't think I've really sat down and thought about it yet. Obviously, everyone knows how I feel about Philly. That's not a secret by any means. Just because I'm playing down here now doesn't change how I feel about the city and the people and the fans there. So I don't know what the reception is going to be, but at the same time, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a fun day to see so many familiar faces.
Hold up. Julie, does he really not know what the reception is going to be? Come on.
it's gonna be crazy. Like, I don't even know how I'm sure I'll be there, but it's gonna be wild, that's for sure.
Zach, you know how they're gonna receive you in Philly. You won a Super Bowl here, you grew up in Philly, you know how you're gonna be received here.
Well, I think that's the case, but I think a few boos after maybe a first down catch would just welcome me back the right way.
And what is it like all these years you saw the Eagles fans take over FedEx Field in Washington? You guys going to try to turn that around down there? Is that going to be a tough process to try to get some of the Eagles fans out of there in Washington?
I mean, yeah, if you want fans to be passionate and support your team, you better start winning some football games. And so that's our goals down here. Obviously, I want the stadium to be packed each and every game with Commanders fans. But we got to put a product out there that they're proud of and that they're willing to support. And so that's our goal right now. I mean, obviously, the offseason program for us just started since we had a new head coach. We started last week. And I love Dan Quinn. I love Adam Peters and what they're doing down here. So it's been really fun to be a part of what we got going on down here.
And Julie, it's been wild to watch women's sports over the last 6 months and more. You obviously did a fantastic job with the U.S. Women's World Cup, and you were the player of the year several times. And now you see Caitlin Clark and South Carolina, record ratings for women's basketball. And then in Kansas City, they have the first stadium in the world built for a women's team. What do you think is causing the women's sports to become very popular right now? And they're in the spotlight and everybody's watching.
Gosh, I feel like there's so many things. Just being a part of my tenor in sport, it was just, you know, exactly kind of what Zach said before about putting on a good product. And also the investment in women's sports. I think the more investment that has come, the better the product has been able to be. And also being on television, like growing up, especially with the national team, like I barely got to see any of the games on television. And now every single one of their games is televised. And that's so incredible for the next generation. And even just how many sports are available for young girls now. So I feel like there's so many different like avenues for people to get involved. I'm sure social media has to do something with it in the sense of being connected with somebody and following your favorite players. And then you have, you know, individual players of talent like Caitlin Clark doing incredible things that spark interest. I mean, it's no doubt that people like to watch incredible sports. And, you know, I feel like each different teams and different players are really kind of reaching their limit and you know, keep making the standard higher and higher.
And for you, I remember asking you and Zach at the Super Bowl, getting ready for the Eagles Super Bowl, who gets recognized more when you go out together? I think Zach was saying you do. Now, is that still true? How is that when you're out?
Well, one thing I can say, there are Philly fans everywhere. The amount of Go Birds, we'll be in a different country and for some reason we hear Go Birds. But I would say it depends where you're at. If I'm around a lot of kids that, you know, young girls that love to play soccer, but also football is very popular here too. So we're just grateful for our fans.
Is that pretty cool for you, Zach, when you see little girls or teenage girls come up to Julie, or you get a sense that there are girls growing up now who say, I can do that because I see people like Julie out there playing soccer?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that we feel very honored when people want to support us and take pictures with us. And it's definitely over the years grown for Julie. I mean, obviously, with the, like she talked about, the an amount of kind of ability for people to watch the sports and the Olympics and the World Cups now, and the amount of NWSL games that are televised. There's a lot of people that are supporting women's sports, and it's not only women. I loved watching the women's Final Four, seeing all those girls go at it like that. It was a lot of fun. And so I think it's only going to improve as well.
So I'm wondering, after seeing the success of the New Heights podcast with the Kelseys, has there ever been any talk with you two about having a podcast about how exciting it is to live the lives you live and how challenging it is, all the different schedules you have, pro sports for both of you? Any talk of any podcasts?
We've never actually talked about it, John, but now we are going to be forced to talk about it based on this. But we have not talked about, I mean, what Travis and Jason do, those two are such extroverts and so good at public speaking that they're like the cream of the crop in that regard. And so I'm so proud of Jason and everything he accomplished in Philly. Obviously, I've known Trav since we came into the league together. So what they're doing is incredible. We have not thought about that yet. Obviously, having kids run around, Jason makes it look easy, but I know it can't be easy. but yeah, what they're doing is awesome.
I mean, Julie, you're becoming a broadcaster, right? So, I mean, eventually somebody's going to ask you.
No. I wouldn't say I'm becoming. I had the honor to fill in for someone and be back. And it was a great game for the U.S. team. And they're already in the final on Tuesday. So watch on Tuesday. Talk about, you know, supporting women's sports. They play on Tuesday.
Good plug. And you, of course, have a big event this Friday in Philly at Brooklyn Bowl. And you've got some pretty cool performers. You've got a concert. And it's all for the Ertz Family Foundation. Let us know why it is so important for both of you to continue to help raise money in the Philadelphia area, the House of Hope, and all the things that you're doing here.
I just think, like, obviously Sundays, some Monday nights, some Thursday nights, we're wearing different colors, but the commitment to the Philly community, obviously House of Hope is in North Philly, doesn't change. And so I think our heart of just, like you said earlier, it's like, we grew up there. Our family still lives there. And so it's really important for us to kind of finish what we committed to, especially to these young kids. It was extremely eye-opening for me, just kind of being out there and, learning about the community and the mentorships and the friendships that we've made out there are, you know, we're not there now, but they are forever lasting. And it's really special for us to be able to go back any single time we can, and also talk to those kids that made, you know, it inspired me when I was there, working with them.
Obviously we spent 9 years there. We grew up there. It really is a part of us, through and through, even though Julie says we may put on a different uniform for a couple times a week. But at the end of the day, Philly means so much to us. And we started this years ago with the goal of making an impact. And just because we're somewhere else doesn't mean those goals have changed. And we're not people, obviously, being athletes. You always want to finish what you started. And just because it's the fourth quarter doesn't mean it's time to rest. And we're kind of in that fourth quarter right now. We see the end of the game. It's about to be the 2-minute drill. And we want to score a touchdown at the end of to win the game. So that's kind of where we're at right now. The kitchen is officially open. So we've just been privileged to be able to do this House of Hope with so many amazing people. And it's not what Julie and I are doing. It really is so many people that have come together. The person that is going to be, or the organization that's going to be running the kitchen, it's called Small Things. They do amazing work. Acme donated everything in the kitchen. So they've helped us just immeasurably how much they've poured into us with this project. So really, it's been awesome. Obviously, we're going to be back on Friday for this event. And being on the East Coast, I'm sure we're going to be coming back to Philly much more frequently.
And there are still tickets available, some tickets available on the Ertz Family Foundation website, right?
Correct.
I'd say it's filling up pretty quickly, which we're so happy about because it's going to be an incredible event. We're so excited.
Well, we always appreciate your dedication to the area and to Philadelphia. And it's interesting because, you know, Jason Kelce during his retirement speech, I mean, was that epic or what, by the way?
Epic.
Not surprised.
You know, he mentioned you, Zach, in that retirement speech, and he talked about that moment in your career where the fans got on you.
Yep.
Because you didn't have that block. You didn't get out there and block. I mean, can you tell us about how the tough love of Philly really kind of toughens you, prepares you, keeps you accountable? And then maybe, Julie, if you could give your perspective on what Zach was going through that time and maybe how it made him even better.
Yeah, I mean, I think so many times in life, especially nowadays where everyone with social media age, everyone wants constant approval. We've been raised essentially to be, you post a picture, everyone likes it. You post a tweet, everyone likes it. But in Philly, that's just not the case. It's not a city that's just going to tell you you did a great job because you had one good play in that game. I think I had a lot of yards in that game, but it really didn't matter because what I put on film on that play or that day wasn't up to the standard that I set for myself and really the city set for me based on expectations of the past and kind of what they saw me at the time. And so it was a moment that I could go one of two ways. I could become super defensive and kind of shrink in the moment or look myself in the mirror and say, yeah, that play wasn't up to the standards that I set to myself and really reflect. Obviously my faith really played a huge part at that time in me with that play. Obviously was surrounded by a lot of great people as well. But I loved playing in Philly. I wouldn't have changed it for anything. Young players coming in, if they have a bad play and they want to go on social media and say they're sorry, like they don't care if it's about an apology. They just want to see you get back to work. They want to see you and grind to become the best, to reach your potential. And I can honestly say, I feel like that's every fan's goal is to see each and every player reach their potential. And I feel like they helped me do that.
How about for you, Julie? Just that, I don't want to say it's a lesson, but just that growth that you saw with Zach in that time that he went through that and how the city of Philadelphia maybe kind of raised him to that next level.
For sure. I think growth is a huge part, especially with being so young in his career. I think obviously it's a hard time at that, but it's really about exactly what Zach said, like kind of how you react. And I think the quick reflection of, wow, I'm in a city that loves the sport as much as I do. Like I am lucky to have that. But exactly that, like he took that as a challenge and continued and obviously his career there speaks for himself and it's, you know, it's easy to just be here. I'm so proud of him for so many things, but being an athlete, like there are, you know, choices that you can make. And to me, to be able to choose the right one in such an emotional time of your career, trying to, you know, make a name for yourself and really stand out, it's tough to do. But also so incredible that, you know, quickly turned around, to make it, you know, on the positive side, and also how quickly the fans also see that and how quickly positive they can be as well. So it's just part of the love of the game for them.
Hey, celebrity cook Steve Martorano is bringing his Italian-American cooking back home to Philly, where it started. Enjoy Martorano's Prime at Rivers Casino and Steve's famous meatballs with Sunday gravy, prime steaks, and more. So make reservations for Martorano's Prime on Open Table. I've been to the one in Fort Lauderdale. I'm glad it's back in Philly. Yeah, and it's really cool how the story ended up with Zach becoming a fantastic player in Philadelphia and having two of the most epic plays to win the Super Bowl. By the way, when you saw Jason Kelce's retirement speech, and then, you know, he's at the Bills game. He goes shirtless. WrestleMania, we know the shirt's coming off. I mean, what do you think of his retirement tour right now?
I mean, this is the version of young Jason Kelce that kind of mellowed out a little bit in the middle once he met Kylie. And I think, I mean, no one's surprised, but at the same time, I think he's doing it the right way. I mean, he's being respectful to everyone. Everyone loves him. How good he was at football, and he was one of the best players at his position of all time, one of the best Eagles of time. He's going to have the same success now that he's done playing as well in whatever venue or avenue he goes about, because I haven't been around. I can honestly say I don't think I've ever been around a more passionate human in whatever aspect, whether it be how much he loves his teammates, how much he loved his sport, how much he loves his family. He is all in to the max. And so I think we're all excited to see what exactly, besides the podcast, what exactly that looks like going forward.
Well, I saw him jump over the top rope at WrestleMania at the Link, and I'm saying this guy can still play.
Oh, yeah. Like Julie said, Mama can still play. I'm sure Papa Kelce can still play.
Look at that. What a line. That's the title of the podcast. That's awesome. By the way, because of how competitive you guys are in your sport, are you guys competitive with each other when you play simple games, any activities? Do things ever get heated between you, the competitiveness?
I would say earlier.
It used to be way worse than now.
Now it's kind of just supportive. We don't get in too many games. It's not like who's changing diapers the fastest. It's whose turn is it to go change the diaper.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like we're not competing it. We're just trying to see who will do it now.
That's cool. How has life changed you, Zach, when you have a kid and you get a sense that that kid is watching you at all times? I mean, how does that change everything that you're doing in your life or how you view what you're doing in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. And I think, obviously, you never want to say your sport is your identity or defines your day. And I think when early in my career, that was definitely the case. I was kind of riding the tide. If I had a great day, I was a great person. If I had a bad day, I was a bad guy or didn't want to talk to people. And through my faith, I think that really changed my perspective to a certain extent. But even then, I would still have days where I'd be at home like, man, I wish I played better. I wish I didn't drop that ball. But now I come home and he doesn't care about football. He doesn't care how I did on the field that day. He just sees me as dad. And so being able to come home and kind of drop everything when I walk in the door and just be present with him really takes my mind off some of the stresses that you deal with in our profession and Julie's profession when she was playing as well. And it's really just not our profession. It's really any person that goes to work and comes home and sees your kid. You obviously just want to be present with your kids. And I think that's our goal as parents, is to be present with our kid, Madden now, and obviously another one on the way. Yeah, I think that's the biggest lesson I've learned.
Very, very nice. And Julie and Zach, before I let you go, it was recently revealed, I guess Lane Johnson said he and Jason Kelce pregame to get ready. It maybe wasn't music they were listening to. They were playing Sudoku. Is there any pregame ritual that you had to do to get ready for a game?
Not like that. Not Sudoku.
Yeah, not like that.
Is that true, by the way, Zach? Have you seen them play Sudoku in the locker room?
I don't know if I would trust Lane's comment on that, but Kelce, I could definitely see playing some Sudoku. I mean, that guy is so cerebral as is. Lane, we just wanted him to line up at right tackle and just always block the best player one-on-one. No one really cared how he got ready for game. Kelce needed a little more to tell everyone what to do. I mean, those two are two of my best friends in the NFL, and they're going to be friends for life. And it's just crazy now that we're going into year 12, Lane and I. So it's been amazing. Obviously, neither of us are going to be done anytime soon. But it's been fun.
Gotcha. Well, listen, it was great to catch up with you, and congratulations on baby number two coming, and welcome back to Philly this week. And once again, it is the Ertz Family Foundation, and you're putting together a great, great event at Brooklyn Bowl. Still some tickets available. So everybody get out there, try to get some of these last tickets. And we look forward to having you back in Philly. You're of course always welcome here. And I think you know what kind of reaction you're going to get when you come back to Philly.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Are you going to be there on Friday to see Matt Quinn of Mountain Joy to be there at the concert?
I might have to.
We need your support.
They're good. They're good. I would love to. I would love to. I will definitely support the Ertz Family Foundation. And once again, thanks for everything you do for our city. And we look forward to seeing you back again on the field in Philly. It'll be quite interesting.
No doubt. Thanks, John.